The book of Bamidbar begins with the census taken of the Jewish people and the order of their camping around the Mishkan, which all took place the beginning of the second month of the second year from their exodus from Mitzrayim. Next week's Sedra, Parshas Naso, deals with Chanukas HaMizbeach, the dedication of the Mizbeach, which occurred on the first day of the first month of the second year from when they left Mitzrayim. Obviously, the chronological order is reversed. And from here we learn that Ein Mukdam Me'ucher BaTorah, there is no chronological order in the Torah. When the Torah feels it more important to bring ideas in a non-chronological order, that the message can be learned, the Torah then says things in a order that's not chronological. So here we have to understand, why did the Torah choose to tell us the events that happened in the second month before the events that happened in the first month? I was thinking to explain it in the following way. We have a rule, sof ma'aseh v'machshava tchila. Even though sometimes things are done in one order, but the goal is a different goal. And therefore, sometimes the Torah records the goal before the means to reach that goal, even though the means come before the actual realization of the goal. One could make the mistake to think that the ultimate goal of everything was the Mishkan, was the tabernacle, where God's presence was. And the Jewish people served the tabernacle. Torah is telling us not like that. That the purpose of the Mishkan was to serve the Jewish people in order to bring God's presence in the heart of every Jew. And basically, the Mishkan was the means, and the goal was Klal Yisrael, was God's presence amongst the Jewish people, not God's presence confined to the Mishkan itself. And therefore, the Torah told us the goal first. The goal was that every Jew should be counted. The importance of every Jew should be recognized. And the fact that the Jewish people were able to dwell around the Mishkan was the whole purpose of the Mishkan, to be a place where the Jewish people could concentrate themselves around it and bring God's presence into them. And therefore, the Torah told us first of the goal, the counting of the Jewish people, their intrinsic importance, and the fact that they're being counted shows that intrinsic importance, and their camping around the Mishkan to tell us that that was the ultimate goal, and the means was the actual consecration of the Mishkan itself. With this idea, perhaps we can explain another concept in Sfiras HaOmer. We count the Omer till the day that we receive the Torah. Here also, people may think that since the world was created for the sake of the Jewish people and for the sake of the Torah, which is the Iker? Are the Jewish people the main thing? And the Torah was created in order to enable the Jewish people to get eternal life? Or the Torah is the Iker and the Jewish people were created to serve the Torah? Torah tells us, count the days. What is the purpose of Torah? It says, Limnos Yomeinu Kein Hoda V'Navi Levav Chachma. God gave us the wisdom to count our days, to make our days count, to fill them with things that make them everlasting. And that's the purpose of the Torah. The Torah was given to the Jewish people in order to enable us to get Olam Haba, in order to enable us to get everlasting life. So the Torah was created for the sake of the Jewish people, not vice versa. And therefore, the counting of our days precedes the giving of the Torah to let us know that that's the goal. The goal of Torah is to give us the ability to count our days, to make them count, to make them meaningful, to make them eternal. So we count the days from Pesach till the giving of the Torah to represent that the goal is the counting of the days, and the Torah is just the means to be able to reach that goal. Understanding this, we should strengthen ourselves and understand that God created the entire world and even the Torah for our sake, and we are very, very important. The whole Mishkan was created for our sake, and that gives us an idea of how important we are to the Ribono Shel Olam, how important we are to the whole scheme of the world. And the more we realize that, the more we appreciate that, the more we will function in a way that is commensurate with our greatness, that's commensurate with our potential, and live our lives according to the Torah and make our lives center around the holiness of what the Mishkan represented, and in that way we will merit everlasting life, merit both in this world and in the next world.